Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Hello, good morning. How are you? Hope there's a bit of sunshine wherever you are. On the programme today, what next for Accenture workers as the multinational announces 900 job losses? War of words or lost in translation? Are captain and coach at odds as the Irish team head home from the World Cup? Artificial sweetener aspartame in health warnings? We hear from a cancer researcher on why we shouldn't worry. And far from the madding crowd, lesser travelled but no less interesting tourist destination. Text us this morning on 51551, or you can also email todaycb@rte.ie. I want to begin with that story that I think has probably deflated anybody who has heard it that Brian brought us at the top of the news bulletin there. The news of the road traffic accident in Monaghan last night. Two teenage girls, 16 and 17, now dead. Three others injured, two of them critically, and they were on their way to their debs. In a moment, I'll be speaking to Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan, Matt Carthy. But first, I'm joined by Caoilín Fox, Director with Youth Work Ireland in Cavan Monaghan. Good morning, Caoilín. How have those you've been talking to, how has the town reacted to this news?
It's just shock and disbelief at this stage. People are really struggling to get their heads around this tragedy.
Who have you been talking to? Have you met friends, family?
Primarily young people at this point. We were in last night. We put out a call to staff, and I was amazed and, as always, overwhelmed. We had six members of staff turned up after just getting home last night to clone us, and then more trickled in across, you know, as the night went on. We've been speaking to young people primarily on the streets and in the centres, and then we've been speaking to parents, and we've had a number of calls from the community to see, you know, what they can do at this point to support and to assist.
How do those conversations tend to go? Do the kids come to you and seek out your help, your advice?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the pieces of magic in the Clonus community is that for a lot of the young people, and particularly for this age group, I suppose that they have a real identity with the youth club and with the service. And so, you know, for them, it was very natural to come in last night. The relationships were already built over the, you know, years that have gone by. So it was very natural to come in to meet youth workers who they know. And I was actually staggered by, when we were on the street last night, the number of youth workers, all of my teams just knew every young person by name. And it was a very humbling experience to be there and to see the young people just engaging in those conversations.
I'd imagine they also get a sense of support from being in each other's company as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, initially there was a huge amount of confusion last night, and that hasn't gone away. There's still a lot of confusion there this morning. And for young people to just have a space to hang out, you know, that it's hugely important. So we had teams on the street, as I said, and obviously opening the centres gives an alternative to young people heading to the pub, which obviously we'd rather avoid.
Yeah, absolutely. It does seem especially cruel, though, doesn't it, that it happened on a night that everybody will only ever associate with laying down the best memories, the most fun memories. Mm. But now for this generation of kids in Clonus, this night is going to be forever associated with this awful event.
Absolutely. It's just so cruel. Cruel is the word. As I was speaking to one of the teachers last night, because we were at the school grounds where the buses brought the young people back to, just to provide any additional support. And one of the teachers pointed out that, you know, these are a group of young people who have missed out so much, first through COVID, and their one night of, you know, of joy and letting loose just, you know, obviously ended in the saddest possible way, in the saddest possible way.
Are the schools open? Where else are the kids able to go?
The schools, the local school is having their crisis team meeting this morning, and they'll be supported by NEPS. And, you know, we'll be furnished with kind of an update when that takes place. But at the moment, we're not, you know, that meeting hasn't been concluded, to my understanding. So at the moment, you know, the one venue I can say with absolute confidence is open is the youth club and the youth service. And we will be open over the coming days and weeks and months. We've been there for years and years, and we'll continue to provide an upgraded service over the coming weeks and months.
Well, Caoimhín Fox, thank you for talking to us, and thank you very much for your work as well. As I said, Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan, is also on the line. It's very hard to know what to say, isn't it, Matt?
Good morning, Philip. There are no words. It's just a horrendous ordeal. County Monaghan, unfortunately, over the years has seen quite a number of our young people lost in tragic car accidents, and we had hoped that we wouldn't have to have conversations like this. But unfortunately, yesterday even, just as the word spread across the Clonus area in the first instance, but across County Monaghan and the surrounding counties, there was just a numbness is the only word you could describe. And obviously, you know, that has, you know, filtered through now with the concerns of the families who have been affected by the two losses that occurred, and obviously concern for the well-being of the other three people who are currently in hospital, and we understand two of them are in a very critical condition.
Of course. It must be of some consolation, or you can take some satisfaction from the extent to which, as Caoimhín was describing there, the town is wrapping its arms around its young people.
Oh, for sure. Clonus, it's a town, but it has the feel of a village in many, many respects. It's very close-knit. There's a very active community. You can see that in terms of the action and the immediate action of the youth club being in the Nogue. The school was open till the early hours this morning. The school in itself is, you know, multi-denominational, co-ed. It's very much the heart of the Clonus community, and I know that the principal and the staff there will be doing whatever is required. You know, you can just imagine the scenes in so many houses where young people yesterday were, you know, getting their dresses and their suits and their hairs and all the other aspects of going to a Debs, expecting to have the night of their life, and many of them arrived to the venue not knowing, and that's where they learned. So, you know, I've been told that it was a scene of just utter devastation. And as you've heard, the youth club and other agencies in the school have been doing whatever they can to support the young people who have lost friends and who are stunned by what has happened. I'm not sure what can be done in the short term to the families of those who lost their lives, other than just to try and let them know somehow that, you know, everybody is absolutely thinking of them, and whatever support they need will be provided. But of course, there is no support that's going to compensate them for their loss. What should have been a night of joy, of celebration, has become just the beginning of what will be a lifetime of heartache for them.
No, indeed, but you do always hope that that support is of some consolation to them, and reminder as well, I suppose, isn't it, how quickly life can turn 180 degrees from, as you say, a night of joy into a night of absolute agony. Matt Carthy, thank you very much for talking to us, and Caoimhín Fox as well.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.